We're going to start out today with the urinary system, and there may or may not be space on your lecture outline, but I do want to go over the functions of the urinary system. And so you may, if there's room, great. If there's not, pull out another piece of paper so that you can record these functions of the urinary system. One of the main functions of the urinary system is to regulate the blood volume. And this, of course, by regulating blood volume, you also regulate blood pressure. Because if you remember, any increase in blood volume is going to increase the blood pressure because there's more blood traveling through the blood vessels. And if there's more blood traveling through, they're going to exert more pressure on those vessels. And so any increase in blood volume increases blood pressure. And any decrease in blood volume decreases blood pressure. So in this way, the urinary system actually has an influence over the cardiovascular system because it can regulate the blood volume and therefore blood pressure, at least one way of regulating blood pressure. Also, another function of the urinary system is regulating plasma concentrations of important electrolytes like sodium, potassium, chloride, and other ions. And this is very important because, as you learned in A&P1, the nerves, for example, and the muscles respond to these electrolytes, the sodium balance around them, the potassium balance around them. And many of these, many glands, as well as the nerves and the muscles, require calcium as well to function properly. And so one of the main functions of the urinary system is to keep the concentrations of these electrolytes in the plasma balanced. And strangely, even though these are just little tiny ions and don't seem that significant, if they get out of balance, the person can go into a coma or die. And so in a clinical setting, you'll be paying close attention to people's potassium levels, their calcium levels, and so on. So that's another function of the urinary system, is regulating these important electrolyte levels. Another important function is to help to stabilize the blood pH. The urinary system plays a very important role in stabilizing the blood pH, and it does this by controlling the loss or retention of hydrogen ions or bicarbonate ions. So it can, if the body's becoming too acidic, for example, it can eliminate hydrogen ions, which of course cause the pH to become acidic, through the urinary system. And if the body fluids are becoming too alkaline, or the opposite of acidic, the urinary system will retain those hydrogen ions in order to increase the acidity or decrease the pH of the body fluids. And the opposite is true, of course, of bicarbonate ions, which are going to have the effect of causing the body to become more alkaline. Another important function of the urinary system is to conserve valuable nutrients. Many nutrients, for example, glucose, certain amino acids, and so on, could potentially be lost through the urine if there were not mechanisms in place to have them reabsorbed back into the bloodstream where they can be distributed to the body and used by the body. So conserving valuable nutrients is an important function of the urinary system. And finally, the last important function is the urinary system assists the liver. It helps the liver out in terms of detoxifying poisons that might be in the blood, toxins that might be in the blood, and helping with the metabolism of some of these chemicals that could cause damage. So those are some of the functions of the urinary system to keep in mind as we are moving through this chapter.